Is it a bird? Is it a plane? Is it a computer or is it a phone? And I'm not just talking about Toby Shapshak. I'm talking about the Xiaomi Redmi Note 13 Pro. Now, if somebody said to me, would you like a Xiaomi? I think it's pronounced Xiaomi. Note 13 Pro. I would think I was getting a laptop or at least a notebook or something with a flippy thing and a computer. But it turns out it's another phone. Toby Shapshak. Tech with Toby, the chief at Stuff Studios. What is this marvel of 21st century engineering, connectivity and delight?
It's a smartphone, Bruce. You know, it will let you waste endless hours of your time doing smart, interesting things, not scrolling through social media. It's a very good brand, Xiaomi. It's done very well for itself. It was originally known for how well it frankly copied Apple, and it very proudly called itself the Apple of China. And it's just been building good products for years and years. This phone launched recently. They had a nice event at the playground in Bromfontein, and it has to start a 200 megapixel camera, Bruce, with an 8 megapixel ultra wide camera and a 2 megapixel macro lens. So you get extraordinary photographs. You've got a 16 megapixel selfie camera. So of course that immediately gets everybody's attention. Those are very high spec features. You get those in the, you know, in the top end. The other Android manufacturers have that kind of 200 megapixel camera. So it's very high end, but the price is relatively good. It's a mid-range phone, 16,500 rand. And it's, you know, we said it's the epitome of what a mid-ranger with the word pro in its name should be. And it's got a really good set of specs. It's got 12 gigs of RAM when the average is usually about 4 or 8, and 512 gigs of storage. So you've got lots of space. It's got a very nice, gorgeous 6.67 inch AMOLED screen. And, you know, if the game is listening to this, it's got a 120 hertz refresh rate, which is pretty impressive. So what you're getting is a very good high-end phone for the price of a mid-range phone. I mean, I can go through the processes and all the other things, but I don't think most people notice that or care about that. The only other spec I want to mention is it has a 120 watt charger, which means, you know, you can charge your phone very quickly. Most phones are maybe 25. Some of the new high end Samsungs or iPhones will do 30 watts or 50 watts. I mean, this is a 120 watts, so you can charge your phone very quickly, which in the days of load shredding, is necessary, although, you know, load shredding until the 30th of May.
No, it doesn't exist anymore. It's over. It's over, Toby. It never will worry us again, hypothetically. Now, Toby, talk to me, please, about this world of the pro phones. And I've got a big phone, and I'm sure you've got a big phone with a big screen. And, you know, it was that, I suppose, this... We sat with tiny little devices and we managed to do things on them. And then as we got older, we started zooming in on what we were doing on the phones. And then iPads came. And then we realized, actually, you don't need anything that big. You can still have a device in your pocket that's a little oversized, but actually your entire life can be run off this device. And that's, I suppose, the category in which this falls. The name phablet didn't take off, phone and tablet, but it's kind of in that space, isn't it?
Well, I mean, the thing is, Bruce, is that 6 inches is considered a regular-sized smartphone these days. So, for instance, you know, I use the iPhone 14 Pro, and that the screen on that is 6.1 inches. So I think that's a small phone. You know, the iPhone, the Pro, 14 Pro Max, has a 6.69 inch screen. So this phone 6.67, that's a very good, you know, that's a very good screen size. I'm just trying to remember the difference between what is considered a normal and a pro a pro screen, and that's really something.
Details. Yeah, it is, and it's that ability, and I think absolutely evolving to such a point where they're simpler, they're clearer, where these devices are now, I don't know if at optimal size, but the other days of, you know, foldy out phones and flip phones where you get screens that are made out of these materials that are incredibly flexible and twisty. The thing Rob Shooter showed me at Davos, and I think 2021 was one of the new Samsung devices, which you creaked open and the screen was flexible and soft. Those kind of feel as if they've had their time. It's a sort of a trend that hasn't really caught on in the same way as a fixed screen on a fixed device. Nice and clear, nice and simple. And yeah, I'm not too sure if I think we're coming down to a sort of a standard design on these things.
Yeah, I mean, it's a slab of glass, Bruce. It's a rectangle of glass. There's not much you can really design around it. So you know, the credit to the cell phone manufacturers, they go to enormous lengths to differentiate themselves, but you can't really work around the physics of it, can you? It's going to be a slab of glass. You know, I've just done a quick look at a whole bunch of smartphone screen sizes. Not that what you were saying was boring, Bruce, and Rob Schutz has shown me his phone as well, you know, in case Rob ever listens to this. And, you know, the kind of small size is 6.1 inch, and the big size is somewhere between 6.6 and 6.8 inches. I really wish we could move away from inches and go to centimeters, given that we have 10 fingers, not 12. But you know,
we live in the 21st century.
We live in a metric age.
Metric world.
And yeah, and the thing is how do you change the form factor of the phone when you can make the phone bigger? You can make the phone foldable, and I've been very impressed with foldables. I have to say, I've tried the Samsung Folds, a couple of versions of that. I've been doing a long-term test on the Huawei Mate X3, which is fantastic. You know, the idea of it really suits me. You fold, you have, you know, a 6-inch screen on the front, and then you open it up, and you've got closer to an 8-inch screen. I don't have social media on my phone, Bruce. If I'm looking at my phone, I'm reading. I'm usually reading a news website, or I'm listening to a book through Audible. So my use functions for a larger screen are to consume content, and that's where I think these foldables are great. The smaller foldables, Samsung calls theirs the Flip, and I'm quite sure Xiaomi has a couple in the pipeline. They're a very good engineering business. You know, that's an even smaller phone. It's the size. Remember those old things we called wallets, Bruce? And then it flips over to a regular, quote-unquote, 6-inch size screen. I love that there's some movement in the form factor, you know. So, but essentially, yeah, you're right. There's very little, you know, you've got a glass rectangle with rounded corners or flatter corners or made from aluminium or titanium or, you know, my only wish is that everybody makes the phones, you know, the back of the phones from, no longer make them from glass, because that's just another slab of glass that can break, which happened to me, you know, this week, yesterday, gotcha. As it happened.
Luckily, you've got a box of spares in space, no doubt. Toby Shapshak, thank you, the chief at Sub Studios. Toby Shapshak this evening on The Money Show.